New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to talk offensive matchups for the Ravens versus the Eagles. Joining me, of course, is my co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back for the offensive show. Had a really good defensive show going over Saquon Barkley versus our inside linebackers on how we can attack that. And then also Hamilton and Washington versus Hurts on how we can confuse him and have unforced errors.
Should be a big game for taking away the other team's major weapons. Whether you were talking Saquon Barkley or A.J. Brown, a lot of the Philly offense is funneled through those two players. In fact, Devontae Adams may not play, and so they'll be left with Barkley, Dallas Goedert, who gets a lot of targets out of tight end, and Brown, which, you know, it is possible to deal with that number of targets. And we'll see if the Ravens do some different things in terms of moving corners to travel and chase Brown in this game, which they have not done so far this year, but we may see for the first time. Well, let's move over to the offensive side. And I'm going to start this one. I'm going to say one of the big matchups is the Ravens' interior offensive line versus a hulking, enormous Philly interior defensive line. They are a scary group. The edge guys are good, don't get me wrong, but they're good in a lot of ways because their interior group is so outstanding. It's a big disadvantage for the Ravens in terms of size and athleticism. The big four for them, interior guys all can rush the passer: Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, and Moro Ojomo. All create pressure and helps those edge rushers get fed. It could be a difficult day if the Ravens can't maintain some semblance of order in the middle of the line. And I got to say, this is not a good matchup for the Ravens, particularly Linderbaum and McCary, who are size disadvantaged or size challenged at the left guard and center spots. Definitely in terms of length, they're giving away a ton of reach in this one. And Falele in particular may end up with a lot of one-on-one matchups, and he's going to have to do well in those. He's really going to have to take on some dangerous three-tech pass rushes in this game and figure out how to deal with it. Now, Lamar will have a secondary, you know, ability to get out of some of these plays, but you can't depend on that every play. You need, you know, Lamar has feasted off good ample time and space in recent weeks in particular, and we need to see more of that. I do think that Philly will probably stick with mostly a four-man pass rush, not blitz Lamar a lot, more spy him and keep him contained. And the Ravens really need to make sure that they give him a little bit of time. He's had a lot of time to throw recently, and that's been good. But entire pass rush for the Eagles is not only powerful, but they use power to play. You know, they're power rushers. They're not finesse guys. The Ravens are a bunch of finesse guys, including both tackle spots. you know, they're not the strongest anchors in the world. They certainly are not the strongest anchors on the inside, with the possible exception of Fa'alele, in terms of trying to pass block. So this will be an interesting matchup and a contrast of styles here.
I might have to push back on the Eagles being pure power, because Jalen Carter does have a little finesse that we saw last year when he lined up against Ben Cleveland.
Minimize him at all.
Yeah. He can get right through, especially that one-on-one Fa'alele. I think that is what I'm worried about the most, because, yes, he has the size and the length, but that quickness that Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis possess is just unwillingly compared to what Fa'alele can do. Your point about Linderbaum is going to be definitely an issue. He has a decent anchor, but just this height and size advantage might be a little bit too much for him. It's going to be interesting to see how the Ravens scheme their running backs on their exits. Are they going to have them go middle to the outside, or are they going to have them check out immediately and not really help? I'm curious to see what the game plan is going to be for this interior pass rush. Moving on to my next point, I have Lamar versus the Philly defense pre-snap. In order for us to neutralize these D linemen, Lamar has to put our guys in the right position and the right run looks that we're looking for. Specifically, when we have Henry in the game, especially when it's pistol or it's sidecar, being able to switch him to the right side and get the offensive linemen on the right page, especially with their down blocks and pulls, is going to be key. He's been doing an A-plus job on that this year. I don't think there's been really too much issue with him not snapping the ball in time. When he's barking at the line, he's usually getting there in time. So Lamar has impressed me at pre-snap, and this is another one of those games where he can win the game pre-snap, setting up his team in the right position.
Yeah, completely agree on Jackson's enormous evolution this year in terms of pre-snap reads. And we talked about it a lot on the defense show, but we've also talked it about, on the offense show, but we also talked about it on this show in some of our matchup series about how well Lamar has done really reading the defense and assigning plays, repositioning others pre-snap. Takes more responsibility in that regard, that getting the line of scrimmage quickly. What that tells me is that the relaying of play concepts is improved in the huddle. So Lamar's getting the helmet call and he's not having trouble either processing it or understanding it the way it's spoken to him. So he can then repeat it. And that's very good. It probably means that's simplified this year. Because the easier it is, I mean, the hardest thing to remember is have somebody, you know, spit out 12 concepts for you on the play, and then have to, you know, regurgitate all of that in the huddle, and then know exactly what you're supposed to do in the play. I mean, just every element of that consumes an additional time and can make you late to the line of scrimmage. And so far this year, I think that might be one of the big triumphs of Monken, has been simplifying that to the point where Lamar can do a lot of this himself at the line of scrimmage. And it's looked great. I mean, it really has. And obviously Lamar's had a higher percentage probably this year of these Superman plays, where he's also been able to avoid things and they've been happening. Time to throw has been fantastic. Lamar's at 3.15 for the season. Even in a game this last week where it didn't look like he had truly exceptional time to throw, he was at, I think, 3.43 for the game. And he's at, if I recall correctly, he's at 3.53 the prior week. So just, he's had all the time he needs, a lot of leisurely stroll away rolls to the right side. I love the brutal sidestep of, I think it was Tier Tart.
Oh yeah. Up the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure,
he,
middle.
He may need to do that again this week is my fear, but hopefully he doesn't get take a real pounding from the Eagles, who are certainly capable of handing it out.
And to your point about Lamar coming to the line and with the play verbiage and all the concepts that come through, I know they did this last year, but the wristband has definitely been helpful, because the play's already on there. Munkin's calling in wristband number 45, wristband number 96. He's just telling them the number, and Lamar is able to just process. I mean, you can see it sometimes after he breaks the huddle. He's still reading. his wristband to make sure that he knows what but where the ball is going and who's going to be where. So I'm loving the evolution. I think the next step is getting these fast snaps on the free plays that Aaron Rodgers does. If he's done that this year already, if he's able to do that continuously and catch the defense slipping, I mean, a free play is a free play. So I would love to give him the opportunity to just bomb it down to one of our guys, make a play, and worst comes to worst, it could be a pass interference or incomplete. So I'm looking for him to continue his progression, even though he's gone light years to this point. There's still room for improvement with Lamar in that aspect.
Okay, with regard to getting that ball out quickly, I'll go to into my second, which is the Ravens receivers versus the young cornerbacks. This Eagles team, they have Darius Slay, who has been pretty good, but is no longer their best corner. He's 6.2 yards per target and a 95.3 opposition passer rating. But he really hasn't been playing all that well in recent weeks, and he's a little older now, of course, as we know. But they have two rookies who are fantastic. Cooper DeJean has been outstanding, 4.8 yards per target. It's 4.8. That'd be among the league leaders, I'm sure. He hasn't played all that many snaps, about half of the maybe total snaps he's played. And then Quinyon Mitchell, the young man out of Toledo, was the first corner taken. I believe he was the first. He might have been the second, but he was right up there. 7.2 yards per target and an 81.3 opposition passer rating. Neither of those guys have surrendered a tight end. There is a little bit of danger throwing the ball up, but this is a game where the Ravens are probably going to need to take some chances to win the game. And really loved the Lamar to Rashad Bateman connection in this last game. Yep. Two balls. Well, one, actually, it's actually on three balls. He had a nice DPI collected versus Fulton, who's a classic kind of back always turned to the quarterback, finds the football at the catch point. Brandon Steele.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Ravens type corner, as opposed to a guy who looks back for it and finds it. He took advantage of that. And if that will be provided by Mitchell at some point in this game, Mitchell is much more of a ball skills guy, but it will be another opportunity to try and let those guys make catches. They do need to get separation versus this crew, particularly when they're in man, but also when they're in zone. We need to have Zay Flowers running to space. Flowers has been good versus man or zone. Doesn't really matter. But the Eagles do play probably more man than most teams. That could get reversed in this game with Jackson being there. I think they're going to want to keep eyes on the quarterback more than normal. But anyway, need to make space quickly. I don't expect there to be the usual amount of surplus of time to throw that there has been for Jackson in recent weeks. And honestly, this is a game where normally I'm big on the tight ends and play action being a big part of the Ravens offense. I'm less so this week. And the reason is that they have Zach Bond of Philadelphia who will provide the size necessary to match up against some of these tight ends. One of the best coverage linebackers in the NFL right now. Very similar to what Tyus Bowser was a few years ago at his peak.
Yep, and I think with so much focus on Bateman and Flowers, I know I spoke all this earlier in the year, but I really want to continue to see more of Tylan Wallace. I think his production has continued to go up. He had the amazing game against Cincinnati a couple weeks ago, and he's continuing to make good football plays. Every time he's in, he's proven to have some kind of production. And I think this would be another game where he can take a good step in direction, especially with Kohler going down. I know they're not in the same position group, but just one less pass catcher for Lamar. And now that's another opportunity for Tylan Wallace to make these good plays. Aguilar has been steady, but I want to see more of Tylan Wallace because he brings you that juice and those sure hands. I have more trusting Tylan Wallace catching the ball over the middle than Nelson Aguilar. Aguilar has a tendency to double catch. Tylan Wallace is a very clean catcher. I really want to see more of him, less of Aguilar, less of Johnson, because Johnson has not really lived up to – he hasn't had really any expectation, but he hasn't lived up to the small expectation we've given him. Seems like every opportunity he has, he's slipping, he's falling. Seems like the moment's a little too big for him. So I really want us to see us lean on Tylan Wallace in that third wide receiver position.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people might say that this is a game you pull out more 11, particularly with what the Eagles present. It might give you an opportunity to get Zach Bond off the field, or if you have Zach Bond on the field, his role is minimized relative to other times. I still don't want to see a lot of Deontay Johnson, you know, replacing a tight end in this game. And the Ravens are short on big bodies. I mean, you know, with the loss of Kohler means they're down to Ricard as a true big bodied blocking tight end. They can make Andrews do that job, and he's not terrible at it, but he's not as good as Kohler is, and that's not, that doesn't really have that size to play that position, which is something, by the way, I didn't know I'd be saying when Kohler was drafted. He'd been pretty much a feed in the ball continuously as a receiver player, and him evolving into a good run blocking and pass blocking tight end has been something that's been kind of nice to see.
And honestly, the thing that stinks about Kohler going down is that Mark Andrews has caught his stride, and to kind of minimize what he's been doing recently is disappointing a little bit, but I think it won't hinder Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews is going to do what he does. I don't want us to overcompensate by putting Ricard in the game, because it almost just gives it away exactly what we're trying to do. So being able to be multiple with Likely and Andrews blocking is going to be very key, especially on the play action, which, moving into my second point, is the Ravens play action versus the Eagles too high look. That's what I'm anticipating against Lamar all day. If they do get single high, Lamar is going to be licking his lips and going to his one-on-one coverage on that side. But I'm expecting too high. The success of Derrick Henry running the ball is going to be very key to this point. We have a tough matchup with the interior defensive line like we covered earlier. If we're able to be successful even 45%, 35% of the time with the run, that will just open up those holes behind the linebackers even more, giving Rashad Bateman a big look, or Mark Andrews on an over route or a sit route over the middle. These things can pop open if Derrick Henry is able to get going early. And the play action game has been lethal. Even just the mesh point, like we mentioned, can trigger these linebackers to step up. So that should be a big key in beating this Philadelphia defense.
Yeah, has it been a I was trying to look at what the Phillies have done, what the Philadelphia has done in terms of, they're certainly good in terms of points per game, but in terms of rushing defense, looks like they've given up about 100 yards per game of rushing defense. So they're not right at the top, but they're pretty close. They're about seventh in the league right now. Some of that's going to be due to the fact that they typically have the lead and are forcing other teams to pass.
Yep.
But kind
of like the Ravens stat.
Everyone's kind of like the Ravens. Yeah. Okay. Kind of like the Ravens stat. Definitely. I don't know how much play action will be a part of this game, because the Eagles can do things that will help them get away from it. I do think if we're talking about where Henry runs, I want to see more off tackle than between the tackles. I want to see him running outside, crack toss, crossing the quarterback in front out of sidecar. One thing that has worked out against NFC opponents in the past has been the unfamiliarity with defending Lamar has generally made it Lamar's mesh point and read option plays really effective. versus NFC opponents. And Philadelphia was no different. They made a lot of mistakes in the 2020 game in terms of where their linebackers were on a play-by-play basis. And they ran themselves out of position a lot. It's not the same team, and I'm not claiming it is, but I would hope that this new generation of Philly defenders that includes Carter and the linebackers they've got, including Jeremiah Trotter and Bond and whatnot, would suffer some of that same fate playing Jackson for the first time. And most of those guys, they've seen him in preseason regularly, not with Lamar Jackson, not with Derrick Henry. So they haven't had to face that mesh point. So hopefully that will be something that weighs in the Ravens' favor, because otherwise I'm looking at this game and it's just the Eagles really look better on paper to me than the Ravens, and that bothers me a lot right now.
Yeah, and to your point about the outside runs, it seems like teams have assimilated well to our crack toss play and our sweep play. It seems like they found the point of attack of the play and being able to blow it up consistently before Derek can get going. I don't know what adjustments Monken can do to pop it open, because it seems like every time they run it, they're in a condensed split and the receivers are close to the line of scrimmage and they're cracking that guy. So I don't know what the adjustment's going to be, because that play is very lethal if you can get Henry going on the outside. So I'm going to see. I don't know what it is. It seems like the edge is just going straight downhill and blowing up the pulling guard and not really acknowledging the receiver trying to pin him. But I'm curious to see how they'll adjust moving forward, especially for the playoffs, because that play is going to be key if we want to win games.
Oh, the Eagles are certainly capable of doing either in terms of playing very, a folded in edge as opposed to a get up field as fast as you can edge and take your chances on missing.
Yep.
The Pittsburgh is very effective with their getting up field options against Lamar, and in particular on the 2-point conversion, Nick Herbig made the play by getting up field very fast. And I think we could see some of that. I think there is danger in letting Lamar run. I hope this is a game where Lamar is healthy enough to run.
Yep.
And able to make the other teams pay when they run themselves out of position, because I think it's probably going to be needed. All right. Always a pleasure doing this show with you, Frazier. Tell folks where they can contact you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter @F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right, other folks out there, if you'd like to do a film study short, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. And also, if you wouldn't mind, try and show this show to one other person you know who hasn't seen it yet. Thanksgiving is a perfect time, and you've probably got family in the area over the weekend. You could just show them on your phone how to play that directly off the website for that older gentleman in your family who maybe doesn't know how to use a podcast app. Thanks for listening again. And for Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. And we'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.